भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम। रीडिंग फ्रॉम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सिक्स टेक्स्ट टू। यथा हि पुरुष पुरुषस्य इह यथा हि पुरुषस्येह विष्णोपादो सर्पणम् विष्णोपादोपसर्पणम् यद्देश सर्वभूतानां प्रियात्मेश्वरसुरत्। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The human form of life affords one a chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul and the well-wisher of all other living beings. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhuktaram Yagatapasam Sarvalok Maheshwaram Suradam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Richati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Simply by understanding these three facts, that the Supreme Lord Vishnu is the proprietor of entire creation, that is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities, and that is supreme enjoyer of everything, one becomes peaceful and happy. For this transcendental happiness, the living entity has wandered throughout the universe in different forms of life and different planetary systems. But because he has forgotten his intimate relationship with Vishnu, he has merely suffered life after life. Therefore, the educational system in human form of life should be so perfect that one will understand his intimate relationship with God or Vishnu. Every living entity has an intimate relationship with God. One should therefore glorify the Lord in the adoration of Shantarasa or service his eternal relationship with Vishnu as a servant in Dasyaras, a friend in Sakhyaras, a parent in Vatsalyaras, or a conjugal lover in Madhuryaras. All these relationships are on the platform of love. Vishnu is the center of love for everyone, and therefore the duty of everyone is to engage in the loving service of the Lord. As stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yesham aham priya atma sutascha sakha guru surat devam ishtam. Bhagavatam 3.2.25.38. In any form of life, we are related with Vishnu, who is the most beloved, the super soul, son, friend and guru. Our eternal relationship with God can be revived in the human form of life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that is the perfection of life and perfection of education. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from 7th Canto, Chapter 6, Text Number 2. Today it was supposed to be Nityanand Prabhu's class, but I was requested by the authorities to give a class. So I have tried to collect some thoughts of mine. This particular pastime of Prahlad Maharaj is on a stage where now he is instructing his friends about Atma Tattva, about what is soul, what is actual enjoyment. And Hiranyakashipu, who will be later hoodwinked, you know, the Lord will appear in a particular form to bewilder him, will be shocked that, you know, that my entire endeavor has been lost. This is the result of sense gratification. Sense gratification requires very important thing is the object of sense enjoyment. And for complete enjoyment, you need to have complete control over it. Otherwise, you cannot enjoy. If you don't have control over the sense object completely, that's the actual meaning of Ishvara. You cannot enjoy. You'll be frustrated. Hiranyakashipu had conquered entire universe. But in his own house, he could not convince, had no control over his own son. And that was the biggest frustration for him. And this is a typical characteristic of any person who is into sense gratification. That the object he wants to enjoy, he does not have complete control over it. That's the nature of this material world. And therefore there is, you know, so much of bewilderment, frustration. We were in Mayapur and His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj gave a class on sense gratification. It was such a wonderful class. And he classified four kinds of happiness. There is happiness which is called as Jadananda. Happiness, Jada means material world. Happiness on the platform of material world. Then he defined Atmananda. Happiness derived at the level of soul. And then he defined Premananda. Happiness which is derived in love with God, when you have love with God. And the topmost love he was defining was Sevananda, when you are engaged in service to Krishna. He was telling that gopis were so engrossed in the service of Krishna that they were stopping their ecstasy. That, you know, so he was defining that Seva is topmost, even then Prema. So I will try to speak something, because the future verses Srila Prahlad Maharaj is explaining about the frustration which person arrives through sense gratification. That is Jadananda. Jada basically means, there are many meanings to it, matter or root. Root doesn't move, it's stable at one place, it holds the tree. So jada, matter, it doesn't move, it's dead. And the pleasure derived from a dead object is called Jadananda. That means there is no pleasure. That's the power of Maya. It actually creates that kind of illusion that you are enjoying. We'll try to discuss three particular personalities from a Vedic time who have engrossed in sense gratification and have given different theory for that. First we'll take Charvak, famous Charvak. He says, Yavat pibet, ghitam pibet. Ranam krithva, ghitam pibet. Bhasma bhutasya dehasya, kuta puna agaman bhava. And this is actually the definition of hedonism, what is going on today. That means you enjoy whatever you want to do, whatever way you want to do it, you just enjoy. Prabhupada says, why does he say ghee? Why ghritam pibet? So Prabhupada explains in a joking way that because ghee makes many delicious products. With ghee you can enjoy so many things. Best food products are made from ghee. Therefore he is saying, do whatever, get ghee. You steal, borrow, whatever. Even if you can't afford, take loan. Even if you can't pay it, take loan. Just enjoy. And that is the philosophy of Charvak. And if you reflect, in today's world, sense gratification is exactly based on that. People do not consider the consequences, but want to enjoy. We can think of so many ways, you know, people are enjoying here. Like they have entertainment industry, sports, fashion industry. So much of enjoyment is going on there. On the basis of that is their right. That is what they want to enjoy. They think a particular way and they want to enjoy. They do not consider the consequences of it. Like I was reading about sports. I myself was in sports. And there is so much of fame and money in that. During my time, there was not much money. I remember I won nationals and they gave me a scholarship of 350 rupees per month. Which is like, actually embarrassing a person. It's like an insult. But today, if you see, you know, the IPL tournament going on, the captains are being offered around $1.5 million. That is the money they are getting from just playing cricket, which was considered as an entertainment by the lords. You know, when the English people had come, who started this game, it was just a free time kind of thing. Okay, let's play something. Now it has become a big industry. Everybody must be knowing Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi. You know, they are married. And they have a child. And it has gone to an extent that they have signed their child also. That if their child plays in 2017, they are ready to pay them $10,000 right now. Like, you take $10,000 now and sign your baby for our club. And that is the way, you know, the booking is going on here. In fact, there are two famous basketball players, the Stewart brothers, in the basketball team in America. Very famous brothers. The sponsors, the hotel men, they are so, you know, so much interested in these two people who just throw a ball into a basket, you know, which is the most useless thing to do. In the world, like my father used to tell, the what is golf? Just take the ball and put it in the hole. Why you have to hit around, you know? But these people, Stewart brothers, they charge $10,000 to just go to a hotel room in a particular hotel. So it has become a big industry to mint money. The coaches, the parents of the sports people, everybody is engrossed in fame and money. This is hedonistic society. They think this is the goal of life and just run behind them. And what is the result of such thing? Before I forget, fashion industry. Fashion industry is another place where crazy things are going on. If you see the dresses, you know, the kind of dresses they wear, you know, we won't even give them, you know, arms, you know. We'll consider he's a crazy person. Why is he walking on a street? There's a famous designer who sold his trouser for $9,000. You know, $9,000 worth a trouser. And there's a famous designer in UK called LMVH. These people, they are into designing. And they printed a $100,000 dress, you know, which is made of £100,000, just one dress. And let us see Srimad Bhagavatam. If you read second canto, second chapter, Shukdev Goswami is saying that if there is land, why do you require, you know, soft bed? If you have a hand, why do you require a pillow? And if you want to take a cloth, just go on a street and take a cloth. Just wear it. This is the standard of Srimad Bhagavatam, the standard of renunciation. And here, this industry, they are minting money after money. In fact, this particular LMVH, they are minting £675 million per year just to design crazy dresses. This is the state of society. That do whatever you think, this is proper. Somebody was telling that the cricket match which is going on, and the wives of these cricket stars, they are commenting what will be the result of the match. They don't even know what cricket is. They have never played it. So basically it's a crazy world, as Prabhupada writes, who is crazy? We can just understand by the activities who is crazy. And result of such thing which is going on in the society is very, very alarming. I've read something long back that the gambling which goes on in cricket, that is betting, around 50,000 crore rupees is gambled for one match. And you will be shocked to know that 30,000 crores is the annual budget for Goa. You know, that means if you have to assign budget at how Goa state, you know, small territory will run, it requires 30,000 crores. And the betting itself only on cricket game is 50,000 crores. That means there is so much of speculation, so much of crime actually going on in the, on this level of sports. Actually, there is a term called sportonomics now, you know, or sportometrics, where they decide the advantage of a particular, you know, sports person with the conflicts he'll have, with the obstacles he'll have, and they calculate his value, and they gamble on that, at how much he will earn for our club. I remember when I was used to go for my swimming lessons, there was one person who was so much absorbed that my son should become a swimmer. He tortured his two-year-old son. He used to push him in the water, make him swim. And that poor child used to cry like anything. And the result was, I know him personally, that person is not, that particular boy, he's not at all educated, and he's actually a criminal now. And he actually blames his father. He says, when I wanted to study, he pushed me in swimming. And he wanted to make me a star. But neither he became a star, nor I became a star. You know, he's a criminal now. So much of unhealthy competition, so much of greed around. This is what Prahlad Maharaj is actually trying to say is the result of sense gratification. A hedonistic society leading to a dead end. We do not know what will happen when. I was thinking, if these people, this cricket industry, fashion industry, if the media stops, will they continue playing? They will not. No. If you just remove media, you know, all this CCTV, BBC and ZTV, immediately all these people will run out of that place. So basically, they are hyped, and people are also enjoying on that platform that, okay, I would like to see, you know, when Miss World concerts go on, I'm surprised what people are seeing at, you know. Will they dress like this when they are at home or on the road? No. But the entire society is running behind that. So it's a very, very confusing, a crazy world. And the effect is such, in such an alarming rate that the crime rates, if you see, you know, they are increasing like anything, as Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning, that the crime rate in New York is more than India, you know, just because of this kind of attitude that I want to achieve more and more money, more and more prestige in the society. Individualism, one of the most dangerous things which is happening, that people are becoming so self-centered that they don't want family, they don't want society, just me and mine kind of society. So this is a particular kind of warning which is given in this pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, where sense gratification is condemned. Going from that level, we can understand what is the problem with sense gratification. We were discussing in Brahmachari class two major problems which we can see. The first problem which we are dealing with is with the Charvak philosophy, is the conflict which arises. If I decide that this is my center, I want to enjoy, I want to earn money, then my center and my thought becomes very important. And result is, Hitler is an example of that. He just decided that, you know, I want to take revenge with Jews. And we can know from history what he has done. Erich Dolph, I was telling yesterday, Jagannath Priya Prabhu, Erich Dolph was a kind of reporter who, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu also writes this in BTG article about this person, Erich Dolph, who used to write about these atrocities in a very nice way. They were taking Jewish people to concentration camps, but he used to write them as resettlement, you know, in the newspaper, that we are resettling Jewish people. Or the famous terminology which we have heard, you know, that it is called as, if you want to abort a child, you call it tissue removal. Looks a simple thing, that something unknown thing has grown in the body and you just remove it. So entire process of sense gratification is coined, and they have given such sweet terms to it that you don't even realize that it is a problem for the society. And Prabhupada, you know, many people argue, what is the problem? Charvik philosophy is very nice. Work hard, you know, just enjoy. Whatever you want to do, enjoy and you die. There is no life after that. So Prabhupada questioned many things to such people. Many instances he says, then why do you work hard so much? Just enjoy. But we see everybody is working hard. Minimum 14 to 16 hours. Why are you working hard then? It's a simple logic. If you want to enjoy, just enjoy. Basically, you don't enjoy. You are just, you know, working like an ass. There is a verse by Maharaj Kulakshetra in this Mukundamala Stotra. He says about Ashcharyam etat manushya loke sudam parityajya visham pibanti. He says, what is the Ashcharya for me? As Yudhishthira Maharaj expresses his amaze that people are dying and the people who are left behind are thinking that this will not happen to me. Maharaj Kulashekara is expressing a amazement that people are thinking sense gratification is the topmost enjoyment and they are living the nectar. And he describes sense gratification as visha, poison. Sudam parityajya. And visham pibanti. They are trying to drink the vish, the enjoyment of this sense gratification. And Prabhupada disciples who have compiled the book Mukundamala Stotra say, amazingly stupid. You know, they do use a very hard term to describe this kind of amazement. They are stupid people. They are trying to leave the nectar and are trying to enjoy sense gratification. Gandhiji, I was reading one book long back by Mahatma Gandhi, and he writes about, like, we have a verse in Bhagavad Gita of recreation. What is the verse on recreation? Yuktahar viharascha. So what is recreation? And Mahatma Gandhi definitely was a very intelligent person. He describes recreation means you should not dissipate energy. Recreation should create energy in you. It should enlighten you. That was his definition. But if you see the sense gratification people are enjoying, they lose their health. They lose their money. They lose their sanity. So what is this recreation? This is not recreation. This is dissipation of energy. Of very, very powerful energy. His guest Madan Mohan Prabhu, a Prabhupada disciple who had come long back in our ashram, he was telling the human energy is so important and it has to be utilized only in the service of Krishna. He says, if you see Rupa Goswami's pie chart, you know, who are familiar with what is pie chart, you know, which describes different kinds of, you know, if you want to define how many different kind of people stay in Bombay, how many are six Gujarati, then you make a pie chart of that. And if you see energy utilized by Rupa Goswami, then his pie chart is full green. That means his entire energy is used for Krishna consciousness. Then he was telling our energy, there may be a thin line where we are using it for Krishna. And the entire red part is for sense gratification. So recreation means using your energy to enlighten yourself, nourish yourself in Krishna consciousness. And this is what Prabhupada was telling, that you leave up this sense gratification. Interesting term used, you know, to define such people in Vedic terminology is vimudha, donkey, ass. Now, those who are not conversant with English language much, and if you read, you know, very fast Bhagavad Gita, then you just read that these people are like ass, camel. But if you read this same thing or hear it from a local person, they will call you gada, which, you know, astonishes you. Or they may call you gadav. Or, you know, in Gujarati, we were hearing something, ghadeda. So, immediately you become aware. And who is a donkey? He's a foolish animal. He doesn't even know why he's carrying the load. He just wants to enjoy that piece of sense gratification which he will get in the end of the day. At the end of the day. That is the nature of sense gratification. So Charvak philosophy, which is proposed, actually has no meaning. Prabhupada says, Aryan means a person who is thinking of what will happen in the next life. What will be my next life? That is the meaning of Aryan civilization. And the present civilization is actually Aryan or Anaryan, whatever. Anarya ajustam aswargam kirtim arjuna, which is defined in second chapter. That a person who doesn't know the value of life, who doesn't know what is to be done, he is called Anarya. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj in the first verse says, Komaram Ashat Pragya, that we have to educate ourselves whether there is life after death or not. We are so absorbed. Prabhupada says, when you are absorbed in eating, absorbed in sense gratification, sex life, you will not have intelligence to understand the simple philosophy that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. So we have to practice some tapasya and austerity. So we cannot follow Charvak philosophy. The second level of difficulty also classifies the second level of sense gratified people is the proclivity. Sense gratification, somebody may say, it's alright, you know, if I eat gulab jamun, what is the problem? I just ate one gulab jamun and I am satisfied. What is the problem with that? No, there is a major problem. It increases, it gives a proclivity to enjoy it again. That is the biggest problem. As soon as you enjoy something, it makes you enjoy again. It creates a desire that I want to enjoy it again. People may say it is a calculated risk. No, it will go out of your hands. Dhyayate vishayan pumsa sangastesu pujayate. Sangas sanjayate kama kama krodha pujayate. Krodad bhavati sammohat. Sammohat buddhi vibhrama. So buddhi vibhrama. And what is the next line? Spiti brahmachad buddhi nasho pranashyati. So in the process of sense gratification, if you are trying to do it in a calculated way, okay, I'll eat little. Or I meet so many people and they ask me, if I drink little alcohol, what is the problem? You know, I'll just take one pack a day or once a week. Calculated. The problem is proclivity. Because sometimes it will lead you to lose your memory. And you can go to the extent of destroying yourself. A famous thought which came to my mind and about Shishupal. Shishupal knew, very well knew, that if I cross my limit of blaspheming Krishna above 100, I'll be killed. So therefore he was very aware. He never crossed that limit. But nature of sense gratification, nature of envy, that you want to enjoy or do something, is that you sometime lose your memory, as explained by Bhagavad Gita. Buddhi nasho. You lose your intelligence, you lose your count. And result is, he was killed. He crossed 100 and Krishna killed him. Socrates is known for, he knew that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. But somehow he had the habit, he was getting attracted to youths. That was one of the blame given by the Roman Empire during that time, that is spoiling the youth. Actually he was, we can call it homosexual, because he was attracted to youth. And his spiritual master had to explain him that try to understand the beauty of the soul, not the beauty of the body. Although such a self-controlled person, but he was attracted to youth. That is the problem of sense enjoyment. And even he himself many times said that. If you read his dialogues with Plato, the book which is written by his own disciple Plato, he confesses that. It is so difficult. So the problem with sense gratification is that it increases the proclivity. In fact, in devotee circle, sometimes you get involved in so many things. Investing money, want to do a calculated thing. But the greed overtakes you. It overtakes you. And result is you lose your money, you are embarrassed in the association of devotees. Therefore, Prabhupada very nicely defined enthusiasm as endeavor executed with intelligence. It is not just endeavor. You have to use intelligence. That means you use intelligence of the scriptures or you use intelligence of senior authorities. Always keep guiding yourself. Then you can get involved in material affairs. Because many devotees will have to work outside and earn. Then they have to be very nicely guided when they are associated with material energy. Prabhupada says that the most important problem, which we have heard so many times, which Charvak and this kind of people, Sishupal, they forget, is birth, old age, disease and death. And this is what a sense gratifier forgets. That he'll become diseased or he'll become old. He just wants to enjoy. Prabhupada gives the example that a wet cow dung is laughing at a dry cow dung which is being burnt. And thinking that it will never become dry and being burned also. That is the problem. So the persons who are enjoying sense, when they see a diseased person, they don't feel anything. Let me enjoy. So this is the problem. The major problem with sense gratification is there is no center, therefore there is so much conflict. And there is the problem of proclivity, that you, once you start enjoying, you repeatedly do it. And the next level, which appeals to all of us, is from Daksha. When Narad Muni had taken away all his sons, he was very, very unhappy and he started chastising Narad Muni. And he says a verse, Nanubhuyana Janati Puman Vishayan Tikshitam. He says that why are you taking away my sons? Let them experience material enjoyment. And when they experience material enjoyment, Nirvidyate Swayam Tasmat, they will themselves come to the understanding that sense gratification is bad. Why other persons, Paradhi, why other person has to give them intelligence? Let them experience. And you may know this is like a famous philosophy. Many people say that. Why, experience something, then you'll realize why you have to understand only from scriptures. It's a very famous philosophy. But Bhagavad Gita, and we have heard from Prabhupada, like for Prabhupada when he was discussing Osho philosophy. So it is a similar philosophy. Prabhupada says that that why you have to eat stool to realize it is bad. You understand by other person just by reading that stool is bad. You don't have to eat it. And what does Bhagavad Gita say? Clearly defines this. Yahi samsparsha cha bhoga dukkha yonayavate. There is dukkha, misery in this. So somebody may say dukkha is at the end. No. It is in the beginning. Adyanta vanta kaunte. Na teshu ramate buddha. Ramate means does not take any endeavor or pleasure in such kind of sense gratification. So therefore, we need to understand that we have to stay away from sense gratification. Although it is very difficult to control it. Therefore, Prabhupada suggested gave few suggestions to us that how do we, take care of this desire, sense gratification. He says, educate yourself. That means you learn from what is happening outside. So much of suffering is there. That is the first step. Prabhupada says, tolerate. Matras parashastu konteya shito shastukhda agama apayana nitya stam titikshva sabharata. So titikshva means you have to tolerate. Somebody cannot say that, no, it's such a desire, I have to, engage myself in sense gratification. Prabhupada says that's not the solution. You have to tolerate right from the word go. You have to tolerate this desire. Otherwise, you will be entangled in it. The proclivity will come and you'll start enjoying sense gratification. And as this verse says, you engage in process of devotional service. Engage your senses in the service of Krishna. and your desires will be purified. Also, Prabhupada suggested that you chant prayers like the previous acharyas have chanted. And when you chant such prayers, then definitely you will get the desire. Like I was discussing with one devotee that before coming to devotional service, when I was working outside, I had no desire whether I should dress the deities or I should study Srimad Bhagavatam or I should know philosophy. No. Just by coming in association of devotees, staying with them, the spiritual desires that I should dress deities, you know, glorify devotees, that all things have come inside me. It is just because of prayers and association with devotees. So therefore, I hope that we all will follow this few suggestions. I know there will be more suggestions than this. This is my reading and understanding of Srila Prabhupada books. And by following this, we'll be able to eventually please the senses of Krishna and get the higher pleasure. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments going through? Srila Prabhupada ki. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.